difference is our lives, our daily lives. And we can go that, we can do that day by day. And I think we should remember that and not be looking for some great work that would so engross us that it might turn us aside and help, prevent our making our calling and election sure.
Okay. One more.
I am very impressed by at the League of Nations when it was set up in 1914. If we look how the blessings that Brother Russell did, his great witness activity of the photodrama and all, then we came to the point of the First World War and the League of Nations was set up, and there the State of Israel provisions for it begin to happen on a world scale. Then at the United Nations now, we see the ambassadors from Israel giving the world a witness such as it has not had before since the day of Brother Russell, and that is announcing to the world who Israel is and the promises that have been given to Abraham. And this is a witness to the world. And so I feel that our work right now, myself in particular, I feel is something like Brother Ed Lorenz touched on this morning. I fear of making my calling and election sure. I know that there is no one out there that can be called of the Lord unless I fail. And I am bound and determined not to fail. And my work is to make my calling and election sure and let Israel carry on now and plant the roots and something to be built on for the world of mankind.
Okay, thank you, Sister Sharon. Symbology, what's a mountain?
Kingdom.
A kingdom, and we emphasize king, don't we? A king's dumb, a king's land. Remember how it was? In the days of these kings, not any kings, but these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which we all agree has occurred. And so we saw that those kings are associated there. And here we see that as a result of the seventh plague, those kings and their mountains would no longer be found. Every island is even, in fact, fleeing away. Where are the kings today? They just aren't, are they?
Pages of history.
Pages of history, that's right. And dusty ones at that. So it shows that this has certainly occurred. Now we have some additional comments back here from Brother Levi.
Well, I had a comment on one, on your past context, but I didn't know whether you still want to get that or not. So which would you rather me forget that and answer the present one, or go back and leave the other one open?
Whatever moves you. How's that?
Mountain-wise, of course, just giving a sample, and it's a cataclysmic example of the trend of this age. Russia, that was a big mountain run by Tsarism, and that's where they had the big revolution. That's where a mighty earthquake took place, and that's 60 years ago, if you don't mind. And they still celebrate the overturning of this Tsarist system, and of course all the ramifications and undercurrents of sufferings, antagonisms, class friction, and all of that was incorporated in that experiment. So that mountain disappeared, and of course they have a different system now. Of course, then they became the center for spreading this doctrine all over the world, and there's been a lot of changes, and they're probably the most feared agent for revolutionism in the globe. So there's a mountain that has changed. England is another one that has changed. And so you could go on down the list. But then, so the mountains are moved out of the place. They become republics in some instances, Brother Russell said. But then they become islands. They melt down. And then, but the point, the ultimate process is that even the islands are no more found. So this is what you call a nuclear disintegration of all of the present systems of governmental authority that make way for a new system altogether.
Brother Levi.
Mm-hmm. If you'll get out in the water in the ocean on a ship, as I had for 6 years, you'll find these islands are really mountaintops. They're mountains that sunk into the sea. And Brother Russell points out that these are republics. We have the Republic of Russia, of Soviet Russia now, which is a republic, and it's going to disappear too because the scriptures say they flee away. And it's a progressive picture. The destruction of those mountains began with the war in 1914, and we find very few of them left anymore. We don't find any. We might find a little hill sticking up here or there, but in most cases we find republics. And the question then arises, well, when will the republics disappear? Will they all disappear before the kingdom starts in Israel? I think not. I think that the republics have got to the point where they're going to be so weak that they're going to be so engulfed with internal conditions that they will keep some form of some resemblance of law and order. And the kingdom will begin in Israel and eventually spread to the rest of these. And as it spreads to them, then they will disappear and become part of the kingdom. This is in opposition to those who think there's some great, terrible war that's going to be coming in the future to devastate and destroy everything. I can't see that. I think that the republics will disappear in the process of the kingdom, the mediatorial phase of the kingdom. Brother Russell writes that even elimination of birth will take a gradual thing. In other words, the minute the kingdom's established, all babies won't cease to be born. That there'll be in remote areas children born, but they'll still be under the condemnation of Adam until they come into harmony with the kingdom arrangement. I can't see why the same principle does not apply to some form of government left. So I think the kingdoms will, or their republics will flee away as the kingdom progresses.
Okay. Sister Violet?
From our studies of the Passover in Akron here, we have come to the conclusion that the kings being done away with is the death of Satan's firstborn, because they were the heirs of Satan's kingdom. And as they were being done away with, this was part of the last plague, the death of Satan's firstborn. And Pharaoh pictured Satan, and his heirs died, his firstborn or heirs. So Satan's firstborn or heirs died as the kings died, as the kings were done away with.
Okay. So here we have those who claim they ruled by divine right, and of course they perished with the seventh plague. If we see this time period as 1914, what do we see? Thunders and lightnings, a great earthquake. Earthquake pictures revolution. Didn't we see revolution begin there? As Brother Levi brought to our attention, the largest nation on earth turned from a mountain into a republic right there on the spot, and a great segment of Christendom fell away as a result of the great social revolution which began there and has since spread round the world. Yes, this was an earthquake so mighty and so great as the world had never seen before. And the great city, Christendom, as we had mentioned earlier, which used to be three parts, political, ecclesiastical, and social, all fused together, and these church-state systems were broken up. And as many of the translations suggest, the great city was divided into three parts, and the city, singular, of the nations fell. Yes, great Babylon comes in remembrance before God, so we see this breaking up of these three segments. The islands we see fleeing away, the mountains are no longer found. Do we see great hail falling from out of heaven? Have you ever seen such hard truths all around? Might even point out in our day, I think it's rather prophetic. As we see the mountains not found, at the same time, we see the like of Martin Luther King saying that he has been to the mountain and he has seen the promised land. Just like those figures in Joel 2 who saw the Garden of Eden before them, the promised land, and a burning wasteland behind them. They leave the mountains in the sea and the islands are fleeing away, and the hail is very hard and destructive. But it's destructive of ideas, the thoughts and minds of men, and that's what God wants to change. He doesn't intend to change the face of the planet in any remarkable sense. It's a beautiful place to live. He doesn't intend to destroy all the people and then resurrect them the day later. That would make no sense. But he does intend to change their minds. And he doesn't intend to change the way they think and the way they do. And that's a very important thing, isn't it? Well, our time is gone. In fact, it's more than gone.